Come on. Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
You're going to still continue on with your productive propaganda.
I know, I've got my jeans on. I'm ready to work.
You wear them every day.
This is so great.
Your knees probably have no hair left.
That's true. Bald knees.
You've got the baldest knees in America.
You got to feed the denim. Dave and Mahoney. So this guy went out there, and he's like, I'm going to catch this gator. Imagine what a scene that would be if you just grabbed it by the tail and you started
Audrey's
swinging it around. That guy is your type.
He is so hot.
He looks like your husband.
He's bearded, wearing a hat with tattoos and a cut-off shirt.
He looks like he would hurt your feelings. He is your type.
Dave and Mahoney.
Amazon drone delivery is coming later this year.
Oh. One of them drones going to fall on me. And
what happened to Mahoney?
It will never be the same.
It seemed like he ran underneath a falling drone that had been gunned out of the sky.
They thought he was the driveway.
He does. Mahoney does look a lot like a patio now that you mention it.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news.
Yeah, driver got fined in the state of California for driving in the carpool lane without a passenger. Fairly normal stuff. Except for, and this is the reason it's bad news, this individual went to such great lengths in order to ride in the carpool lane, I think he did enough to not receive a ticket.
What did they do, Dave?
He had a full-on mannequin.
Hell yeah.
With a wig, sunglasses, a goatee, and a hoodie on.
That guy's a little too orange, though.
He's a little too orange,
but at the same time, I feel like I went to school with someone whose dad looked like that, you know? Like, I've seen that man before. Whether or not he's a mannequin, I've seen that man.
Was it Donald Trump Jr.?
With a goatee. The best goatee.
And some sweet Ray-Bans. Everyone loves them.
Are those Ray-Bans or are they Oakleys? They look like the Oakleys that all the baseball like players wear, like even 20 years later. It's like, we get it. You played baseball in high school.
Yeah, we got it, pal. You can take them off your head. You've been inside at happy hour for 6 hours.
Like the Pit Vipers. Oh, God.
But even, and I love this, is probably my favorite part of it, put the seatbelt on them. You know?
Well, that can't be too safe.
First.
No crash test dummy here. So still got a ticket. I know. If you go to that sort of length, that takes more work than just finding somebody to get in the car with you.
My dummy identifies as a person.
That's
you know?
Right.
I mean, you would think of all places, California would probably let that slide.
He's more of a person than me, so let him drive.
$490, the minimum fine for that. So, yeah.
Ouch.
Some good news today as well. And Mahoney, you are probably the most avid Southwest Airlines flyer on the show. Southwest is considering changing their boarding process to include assigned seats. And I included this as good news because I've flown Southwest a lot during the course of my life. And it's an unnecessarily stressful process with getting on the plane. Even if you've got, you know, like the business select in your A1, you still run the very real risk of that very last person, right as they're about to close the door, come stumbling down the aisleway and sit right in that middle seat that you thought was free.
I've been A-list for years. You know, I've flown Southwest hundreds of times. I mean, literally, more so than any other airline combined. And I do not like the unassigned seating. Even though I get, you know, kind of choice of where I want to sit, just because by proxy of being A-list, I can, you know, the whole plane's open when I'm bored. I am a huge proponent of them going to seated seats.
Yeah.
You know,
now the downside of that is that it'll probably end up costing more money. But again, you know, right now the process of boarding, it's alarming how many adults either don't care or are unable to.
I mean, if they add in some big front seats like Spirit, I would be here for that. You know, I mean, I don't think that's what's going to happen. You know, and if you're going to charge for the exit aisles, okay, fine. Again, don't care. So I'm with you. I think this is good news. And it's just, you know, let's just stop the pandemonium. Because you know what? If we've learned anything about the population of people, stupid as hell. They can't figure it out.
Yeah, remember that one time when you, like, cussed out a kid for being in front of you?
Yeah.
You said he had a dumb haircut.
He did have a dumb haircut.
He did have a boarding pass that was ahead of you.
No, he didn't.
You were just angry that he boarded before you.
Nah, man.
No, I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
We were all there.
You were three large drinks in.
And two fireballs.
At the hotel bar.
And two fireballs.
And two fireballs. I forgot we were doing shots.
That kid was dumb.
Yeah. Well, wasn't a great haircut, but I don't think you needed to vocalize it.
And that's why his dad left the family.
His dad left.
His dad was there with him. His dad was in.
Well, that was, his dad left.
His dad was also
after that plane ride.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So there's been a lot of talk this past week about the NFL draft and what teams were the winners and losers and all that stuff in the NFL draft. Well, it's not just the big placement for young players on teams. There's also been a lot of shakeups inside of the broadcast booths. And this happens almost every single year now when we see high-profile quarterbacks especially retiring from the game, and that happened this year with Matt Ryan, who obviously had a legendary career with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, had some misses in there, but still, you know, Matt Ryan certainly had himself a heck of a run in the NFL. But there's a couple of other quarterbacks who are legendary in the NFL circles that are getting the boot from the booth this year.
Who's getting booted?
Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims are out from the CBS sports team.
Okay, Boomer.
You've been holding on to that one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Boomer's all right, you know?
I feel like Boomer and
but
Phil
he doesn't
are
add
like
anything.
I
don't
feel like they're
anything.
The same person.
Right.
And they don't really exactly.
Just, you know what? You're both watered down Howie Long.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Howie does it right. So it's just, again, is anybody tuning in for either of those guys? No.
Boomer Esiason, you know, former NFL MVP and Cincinnati Bengals quarterback. Sims, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Giants, confirmed the news separately. I mean, they're going to be fine. Like, Boomer just announced that he re-signed a multi-year deal with WFAN.
Yeah, he makes
New York.
Millions of dollars doing his radio show every year. He's fine.
But, I mean, CBS is trying to kind of modernize it, right? I mean, obviously, Bill Cowher is still on there. James Brown is the host. Those are the two longest-standing
ones. I feel like James
ones,
Brown is one of the best, you know?
Yeah, him and Kurt Menefee both do a really good job.
Those guys who I, you know, I just enjoy them hosting.
Nate Burleson has actually been a really good addition, I think, to the broadcast team. J.J. Watt is the one who got added last year. That was a pretty big get. But Matt Ryan is going to be joining them today as well. So
I mean,
I feel like Matt Ryan... I don't know him as a compelling personality.
We'll
and
see.
And maybe he's got the chops if they're going to pay him all this money in order to be a part.
It just feels like his name's not that big to be punting off, you know, like Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting to
I
see.
I feel like that's like an Indiana Jones switch. It should just, it's kind of the same. It doesn't feel
two
like
vanilla
a marked,
quarterbacks,
marked improvement.
But, I mean, there is a pretty big shakeup going on right now. Sean McManus, who's the outgoing chair of CBS Sports, you know, hired both those guys. He is stepping down. And so, you know, that old guard, if you will, with, you know, Sean leaving, some of the guys that he brought on all those years ago, it's not a huge surprise to see that they're making some changes. And I think you have to these days. I mean, there's so much competition out there when it comes to pre-shows. And there's, you know, kind of like edgier broadcast teams as well as alternative broadcasts.
Because we don't
available.
Want just the same stuff we're hearing over and over. Give us something different. Make some, you know, whether or not I appreciate the companies that are taking a chance.
Yeah.
Rather than just giving us the same cookie cutter stuff over and over.
I like Amazon Prime. They're like, Richard Sherman, he just got a DUI yesterday. Whatever, put him on TV. It's fine. Al Michaels drove into another house. No problem. Whatever. We're living.
This is the Dave Mahoney Show. Stories about people who read at a fourth grade level.
As you can see, this here is my trailer.
It's the Redneck Report on Dave Mahoney.
Mahoney, I am sorry to say that all men are the same. And we never, ever, ever grow up.
There has never been a truer statement uttered on this show ever, Dave.
So let me tell you the story here of this young lady by the name of Nakia. She was arrested by the Palm Beach police after she allegedly carjacked somebody behind a Publix grocery store in Lake Park, Florida.
We used to do that Publix.
When we were younger.
Uh-huh. Well, wait for the rest of the story, buddy. Deputies found multiple debit cards, a driver's license, 5 smartphones in her purse, all belonging to victims of recent burglaries and thefts. The victim was an 85-year-old man.
Aww.
And you're like, oh, man, that sucks. This poor 85-year-old guy. Well, he initially was hesitant to press charges. Any guesses why?
Because was he getting carjacked?
Yes. He's 85 years old, and he's behind a Publix hooking up with this hooker.
Things happen, man.
Grocery store parking lot
should be legal.
Sex it work, should... it's fine.
I mean,
with consenting adults, man. Hey, you know what? The fact that this dude's 85 and he's still
working,
still going.
Yeah,
good for you.
So, but why'd this girl steal this man's car?
She's stealing all kinds of stuff. I mean, not only did she steal a whole bunch of other people's like phones and driver's license and debit cards. She's just like, I'm going to level this up. I'm just going to take this 85-year-old dude's car.
Did she just, like, place him on the corner? Like, how did that work?
Just took him out and set him on the sidewalk.
Yeah, like, was he, like, not very mobile?
I don't know, man. That's the thing.
I think you just push him out of the car, like, after he's done.
So it's not like on the next Life Alert commercial.
How humiliating is that? If you're like, Grandpa, you, what do you mean you got caught with a hooker behind a Publix?
Dude, you're 85. What's it matter?
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, yeah. I mean, really, that's, there's something, I mean, I don't know if I want to live that long, but if you, if I do, and you kind of like, you know, you can do what kind of whatever you want. That's a victimless.
I mean, YOLO at that point, right?
Right.
It's full send. So, Mahoney, I know that you, you know, have spent some time in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I have a friend that used to work in Kansas City radio,
mm-hmm.
and he was buddies with a cop.
Right.
And he would regularly talk about how corrupt the cops were in Kansas City. I don't know if you ever encountered anything
that
like
know.
That.
I can't speak on whether or not.
A federal grand jury in Kansas City has just indicted a police officer. His name is Aaron McKee on 16 counts, accusing him of embezzling $300,000 in donations.
For what?
From an anti-crime group.
My man.
I'm not even mad.
I mean, the irony there. Kind of got to love it, right?
Yeah. He was with the police for 24 years. He stole the $300,000. He used it for travel, entertainment, retail, personal transfers, household expenses.
Bro, you didn't even buy real estate? What are you doing? You're just wasting that money, man. You're like, take your ill-gotten goods and at least use it as an investment.
$300,000 from the anti-crime group, though? It doesn't get much more ironic than that.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So here's a story that we don't normally see, and I'm real curious your reaction to this one, Audrey. Young Americans are richer than ever, they say. They said there is a significant, you didn't even say anything, increase in household wealth for Americans under 40 years old, as revealed by data from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
Because we don't have kids.
Is that what it is?
I mean, so there's got to be some factors. I'm curious for you to finish the study, so I'll let you continue before I...
So, despite, you know, some economic uncertainty, and as we've talked about many times, you know, how difficult it is if you're not already a homeowner to get into that market,
mm-hmm.
The average net worth for the demographic rose from $167,000 before the pandemic to $259,000 now, marking a 49% increase.
Per individual.
So this, it's talking about household wealth, so this is two people, right?
Okay, well.
But the fact that, you know, the household wealth for people under 40 years old is up 49% is pretty wild.
Well, I would say it's probably because, what age do you think that people are starting to move into non-entry-level jobs?
Yeah,
you know, sure. It's the progression of life. So I'm not necessarily super shocked by, you know, household income being about $200,000, but I don't really find that to make us rich.
No, it's not rich. It's just...
Oh, okay.
So what this was comparing is the growth in wealth from pre-pandemic to where we are now.
Well, sure, which is because over we got older.
Sure.
You know, like we're like, which before, you know, we were... You could say like in our like late 20s and still having to work those entry level jobs. And now some people are like in, I don't know, middle management positions or we're in middle management positions to management positions. It's just, I don't know. It's just interesting. Good. I'm glad that number has increased. I won't be a hater. That's awesome. That's true.
Low unemployment rates, as you mentioned, rising wages, I'm sure coming with you just getting older. And also the economy has been doing pretty well, mm-hmm. although it's very expensive to live. People tend to be making more money, especially if they're willing to work remote or, you know, work seven jobs like a lot of people do these days.
Yeah, but, you know, but I think that, you know, granted, the working remote is definitely still an option, but I do feel like a lot of that is because people are going back into building.
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing a lot of those positions opening up in building, and they are paying more.
And I think that they should. I mean, like, going into a building is something that I've always been a big proponent of, mostly because I love putting my jeans on and going to work.
Yeah, but that's kind of the draw to go back to building is the pay.
And the jeans.
Yeah, and the jeans, for sure. Yeah, I just, like, loved in them.
But
get enough of it.
Millennials actually saw the fastest rise in wealth with the inflation-adjusted wealth doubling during the period. So, again, there's just not a lot of stories where it seems like it's good news for millennials.
Yeah, because people love dogging on millennials. It's so funny. Like, everyone's like, yeah, Gen Zs are awesome. They're paving the way. And then all the while, it's like, millennials have just... They're the demise of milk and toast.
That must be your feed that you're seeing that.
Because every older generation hates the younger generation until the next generation comes along and they're like, oh, yeah, no, millennials, y'all are cool. Gen Z, I'm not so sure about you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Hi, the Mexican
artist. Dave and Mahoney present.
Yeah, you work here. Are you the manager?
Fast food freakouts.
Okay, next one, Dave. Thank you.
Mark is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. Mark, what is your favorite fast food restaurant, just so we have a reference?
In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Classic.
So Mahoney and Audrey, they're trying to help you figure this out. They do not know the correct answers. There's some little clues in the audio. You get 2 out of 3. You're going to win today. Are you ready for the first one?
Dave, hold on 1 second.
Oh, I'm
you
so
know
sorry. I'm so sorry.
That Audrey and I are here to help this lovely man go on to win. And I don't like to brag.
Did you call him a lovely man because you already forgot his name?
Yes.
It's Mark.
It is Mark.
I did not forget Mark's
name. That
That's my father-in-law's name.
Okay.
Good name.
Sir, it is a good name.
Strong name.
But I have been to all 692 Cinnabons in every rundown indoor mall in America and every major metropolitan airport across this great nation. And that's what gives me the credentials to help Mark go on to victory today.
So the first one here, Mark, is some lady who may have been losing it because she stormed back into the kitchen, starts making her own food while trashing the place. The cops show up fairly quickly, and they arrest her while she is still raiding the kitchen. Let's have a listen.
What was that? What's it?
Boy, there it
goes. So many beeps.
Is that security camera footage, Chris?
That's a good question.
Not that I don't think so. No, I think
that was actually just camera.
Camera
just,
phone.
Interesting. Dave, what are our options here?
Options are A, a McDonald's, B, a Carl's Jr., or C, a Wendy's.
Well, I would go, Mahoney. I would lean towards McDonald's just because it sounded like there was a lot of people on the inside. And there were so many beeps, and I don't think that Wendy's would have that many beeps or that many people.
No,
same for Carl's Jr.
Nobody is raiding a Carl's Jr. Nobody's breaking in to the kitchen to raid.
Even that's though because, Carl's Jr. hits.
Well, so do the people that work at Carl's Jr. I think that's the point. You spend all day flipping 6-pound burgers.
Fair.
Fair. There was a that. Like, can you play that last little crash at the end again, Dave?
Are you okay? Yeah.
Oh, 100%. That is the wet floor sign and mop and bucket at a McDonald's.
You're hilarious.
100%.
Okay.
100%. That's what I thought it was.
All right, Mark, over to you. Final decision. Is it a McDonald's, Carl's Jr., or Wendy's?
I'm going to have to agree with the McDonald's.
Well, that was the mop and the bucket.
Finally tuned ears, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally tuned ears.
Okay. That's my mentor.
I am a savant.
You're so wonderful, Mahoney.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you can actually win it right here, Mark, with the correct answer, so let's pay attention. This woman is a repeat violator of arguing the price of her ice cream with the staff at this particular establishment, and this manager has had enough and decides to take her ice cream and eat it in front of her.
Oh, my God. That is my hero.
What a move.
That is a lot, man.
No, this is a small.
We weigh it, man. Like, that's the most I can give you right now. We weigh it, and it's all by weight and everything.
You have glasses on, which means you should be able to see.
Yeah.
And I want a large,
yeah,
so make this correctly before I shove it down your damn throat.
Here, I got you. I'm
sorry. What the is wrong with you?
Get out. Get out.
Get out.
Open the door.
Hey, chill.
Man, I'm sorry. I am the manager, okay?
They do it by weight at this place. Interesting.
Is that A, a Dairy Queen,
no.
B, a Pinkberry, or C, a Cold Stone?
That is a Pinkberry.
Pinkberry because it's yogurt.
Mm. Pinkberry, without a doubt. I mean, I love the attitude on this manager. This man needs to be an executive for Pinkberry. Promote him right now.
All right, Mark, for the win, do you agree? Is it, in fact, a Pinkberry?
You know, I've never heard of a Pinkberry, but I'm going to go with Pinkberry because you guys seem like you're pretty spot on. So,
Pinkberry is
correct.
Don't you?
All right.
This
it's
is,
correct.
No, don't
it's
you
correct.
Do that.
It's got to be
don't
correct.
Don't you do that.
Dave, this is one thing that Dave has during this
This is my
whole thing,
okay?
It's the pause.
I just need a pause, okay? I need to take the floor.
You're drawing it out too much. Just let everybody know that
Pinkberry is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just because it's yogurt. Literally.
Yeah, they don't weigh stuff at Dairy Queen.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
You guys are going to love this story. Verizon and AT&T, obviously two of the biggest carriers in the entire country. AT&T was in the news not that long ago for not a great reason. You know, all that customer data that got hacked and, you know, it's like one thing after another, one major corporation, how this information is not encrypted beyond hacking is beyond me. But that was a huge offense for a lot of people because, you know, all of their information is now on the dark web. Not that it wasn't already, probably.
I wouldn't even care about that if you just didn't gouge me for my rates.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like the data, you know, you're about to go over your data. Be prepared to bend over and grab your ankles because here comes the biggest bill your butthole has ever seen.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's how Mahoney pays his bills. It's always butthole. but yeah, so I mean, you're right. I mean, you're losing the data. You're also gouging us on rates. And now the FCC rather has just come out and fined Verizon and AT&T $200 million.
Dude, the FCC is kicking ass these days.
Yeah, so this is a major, major fine. Well, the reason why is because those carriers have been selling access to customers' locations.
Cool.
For marketing purposes. So they're just selling where the people are.
Like the geotagging?
No, like wherever you are, Verizon or AT&T or whoever maybe has access to that, they've just been out there selling it to the highest bidder because people will then market to you based on where you are.
Is that not? Okay. Yeah. So I'm not shocked by that.
I'm not shocked, but like, what are you talking about? Like, you've basically tagged every person because everyone has a cell phone in their pocket.
Yeah, I mean, you have to turn your location on. I mean, like, every app that you get these days, I'm surprised that apps aren't getting in trouble for this at this point because every single app is asking for you to allow them access for your location, specifically for that. Shout out to the FCC for, you know, barking down this this tree, but I mean, like, what else? So what else? They get fined and then what?
They'll
like,
probably,
does it continue?
We've talked about this many times. A lot of these companies
cost
just chalk it
business.
Up. Yeah. And it wasn't just AT&T and Verizon. There was also a huge fine, $80 million for T-Mobile, $12.2 million for Sprint. Does Sprint have $12.2 million?
I thought Sprint was T-Mobile.
I thought they combined, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe this goes back long enough where they're individually fining them, which is why Sprint made the news on this one too. But the carriers, they say they plan to appeal the ruling, arguing that the penalty is related to programs that were discontinued several years ago after the FCC ordered that they stop sharing locations. So because they're not doing it right now, they shouldn't have to pay, even though they were the ones raking in the cash by selling it to third parties.
Yeah, and even though this is like less than one half of 1% of their net worth. So, I mean, again, cost of doing business.
And I'm sure we'll end up paying for it.
Absolutely, we will.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Then call and leave a message.
833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I was just wondering, did that lady, did they ship the cat back to her Amazon, or did she have to go get it?
Message deleted.
So that was in reference to the cat parents of the year story that we had yesterday in the Redneck Report, where these very nice people, I'm sure, realized their cat was missing and they were kind of frantic trying to figure out what was going on. And it was, I think, 6 days later, they discovered that this cat had accidentally climbed into a box that they had shipped somewhere and they found it in a warehouse and cat was fine. They did.
A little shaken up.
Little confused and even more confused, much to your point, sir, the caller, about when they sealed the box back up and shipped it back to mom and dad.
That's not how they sent the cat back, Dave.
You sure?
Yes.
You don't know. You don't know this story.
You're not supposed to be able to send live animals through Prime.
Well, she didn't have Prime, actually, so it took another 6 days to get there.
An extra additional days.
If only she'd stepped up and paid that extra $100 a year.
$140 now.
Is that how much it is?
Dude, Prime has gone like, it's stupid now.
I don't even get anything same day anymore or next day.
I like how they just lie to me. Like, I bought a little video game for my kids over the weekend for Nintendo Switch because I finally got that thing hooked up after a year of not having it. And they're loving Mario Kart, but there's like a little dance game. I'm like, oh, the girls would love this. And I specifically bought it so it would arrive via Prime. Like,
and it just didn't.
Day and a half later, then they're like, LOL, just kidding. It's going to be two more days.
Yep. To answer this gentleman's question, though, she did have to fly to California in order to pick up this cat.
I feel like you need to. I mean, if you ship your cat and it's been stuck in a box for 6 days, like, go ahead and spring for the Spirit Airlines ticket, lady. Go get your cat.
trembling, scared to death. I mean, I feel like you just start, if you're that cat, you just start peeing on everything.
Yeah, just scratching up the new couch.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Bob. Three words for Audrey. Cell phone lot. Thanks, guys.
Message deleted.
Thanks for those three words. I don't know what they mean.
Like so that's in reference to you talking about the harrowing ordeal you had when you were picking up your husband from the airport and they made you keep circling and circling and circling because
oh, yeah, but that's a solution. I didn't ask for a solution.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want a solution. I want to be able to just, like, do the most efficient thing, which is pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And then as my husband's walking to the car, me not have to continue to scoot forward because he's already walking to the car. That
I'm
was
with
very
you.
Annoying.
No, I'm with you. Like, I'll just sit there. If I see the person walking up, they're like, move along. I'm like, nope. I can see you don't have a gun.
Well, I thought he really was a police officer. That's why I was abiding.
You got to check for the gun. If they don't have a gun or a taser, whatever.
You should teach your husband how to take the bus back to your place.
What?
I
want to get laid, man. I don't want to, like, him be coming home grumpy.
You don't understand the power dynamic that you have. And you are, man, your husband must have a good. I mean, really.
Do you ever really have to get laid to the point where you're like, boy, if only I could find someone to hook up with me.
I got the horns, dude. I don't know what to tell you, man.
There's a bus stop, like right outside the economy lot. You know, he can walk. It's a 5 minute walk.
I think Audrey will put her husband on the bus about the same time that you put your wife on the bus to Queen Creek.
I take the I put myself on.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do.
Is that yeah?
Yeah. I don't make my wife come pick me up.
You ride the bus?
Well, no. Dave. Somebody who lives 5 minutes from the airport or somebody who lives 45.
We live 15.
Mm-hmm. That's because you drive slow.
Hey, you two schmucks about drinking Dale's Ale beer. Yeah, it's owned by two billionaires out of South Africa. That owns Monster Energy. Get your research right, you bunch of schmucks.
Message deleted.
We said Dale's Pale Ale, which we featured on Beer for Breakfast, was owned by Monster Energy. Yes, Monster Energy is also owned by somebody. I don't know why your small little brain can't put that connection together, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. Don't get Mahoney talking about buses and Dale's Pale Ale.
Don't question Mahoney's beer knowledge, you son of a bitch.
Because how they had that trend like a couple years ago of people getting slapped in the face with twisted tees?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that with a Monster Energy right across this guy's face.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Kind of proud of the fact, Audrey, that you and I are the two most prolific shoplifters on the show.
Yes.
Actually, the only time that I've spent a night in jail was due to shoplifting freshman year of college. Got a little too handsy with a couple of CDs and Blockbuster music.
But who got the last laugh?
Uh-huh. Guess who's out of business?
Where you at,
not
Blockbuster
this guy.
Music?
That's right, in your
who's
face.
Not in jail?
Oh, I'm banned for life from Blockbuster Music. Doesn't matter. Y'all don't exist anymore.
You're banned from Earth.
Even your video store went under, probably because you banned me from buying CDs.
There's still one.
Is it an active store, that one in...
It's like Washington.
Like Oregon or Washington or something
like
that?
One of those, yeah. Somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. This didn't work out so great for a Glendale man, 26 years old, decided that he was going to do a little bit of shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And police, of course, responded because, you know, as opposed to like some other states where they're just like, yeah, go ahead and take the whole store. Go ahead. No, not even going to call the cops. Or if we do, they're not going to show
up. Glendale is not San Francisco is what
it
you're saying to me.
It is not.
Okay,
the cops showed up and this dude went a little nuts near a bus stop and allegedly started pointing a simulated firearm at the officer, which wasn't even real. But, of course, they couldn't tell that at the time being. And so, you know, they shot him.
Define simulated firearm.
Was it just like the finger gun?
Was it finger guns?
Like, did he have like a finger AR? Like was it a shotgun? You know what I mean? Like, or was it like a stick?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a fake gun that he was using for the robbery or whatever.
Probably
maybe.
Not a good idea to do that in this day and age.
No officers or citizens were injured. This guy got shot. He got shot in the shoulder. He's going to be fine. But I don't know what he shoplifted. They didn't include that in the story.
It's always meats. It's always grocery store meats.
A lot of meats.
I always feel like you always like, because, I mean, prices inflated.
Crab legs,
crab legs for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Rack ribs every single time.
See, I kind of feel bad for people that get caught stealing just like meat because you're like, maybe they just want to have like a good Friday night.
Good barbecue.
Yeah, they just want to have a barbecue with their friends.
But it's always so drippy.
Let's say that you went over to your friend's house and you had a sneaking suspicion that he had shoplifted the barbecue meats. Well, you know that he had the meats in his pants, because that's how you'd be shoplifted meat. Do you still eat it?
Well, because
I've been to an illicit barbecue before.
Stolen meats?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah, 100%. It was a...
Confirmed stolen meats.
It wasn't from a grocery store, but it was from, because I worked at a steakhouse. I worked at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. Oof. And one
was
of
that the Peanuts on the Floor place?
It was, yeah. And then that was the demise. Once they got rid of that,
yeah.
Then nobody wanted to come back, so... But
they couldn't afford the lawsuit because people like your friends were stealing meats and they were having to cover the cost.
One of the cooks in the back stole like a whole ass loin, and it was the best weekend barbecue I've ever been to.
Unlimited meats.
It was truly a thing. And then I think he quit like a week later.
I mean, if you're going to go out in a blaze of glory, mm-hmm. steal a whole cow.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, I know that you are a big John Mulaney fan, and John Mulaney has got a new live comedy show that is out this week called Everyone's in L.A. It is a 6-episode live series, and it's premiering, like I said, on Netflix on May 2nd. It's going to run through May 12th, but the show, described as comically unconventional, will feature Mulvaney exploring the city during a week where comedians are in town. So again, the first episode, is actually going to air May 3rd, followed by 5 nightly installments from May 6th to the 10th. And then he's going to perform live at the Hollywood Bowl as part of the festival on May 4th. But the festival, like I said, is running May 2nd through 12th. Showcase 300 performers from comedians and celebrities at various venues across Los Angeles. The series will be available exclusively for streaming on Netflix.
Interesting to see this because, you know, I've seen John Mulaney a couple times now, and he's never had an opening act.
Yeah.
Never had an opening act with him. So, I mean, you know what I think of, like, comics guys on the road who are out there bringing up the next up-and-comers and stuff like that. John Mulaney's not the first one to come to my mind. And, you know, some of his other stuff that's not his comedy specials, he did a one-off called John Mulaney's Sack Lunch Bunch, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, enjoyed that. So, I mean, I like that the fact that they're going to showcase comedy. I'll give it a watch. I just like that Netflix is giving a lot of these really big comics, you know, venues and vehicles to do other things that are not necessarily just, here's an hour, go out there and do jokes.
And we've talked about, you know, Tom Segura getting, like, his sitcom, and then
Shane Gillis is
getting his as well, along with the Netflix specials.
Bill Burr, I mean, if you think about him, sure. Nick Kroll had, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Netflix, I would say when you think about comedy, the one thing Netflix has done better than HBO is they've just kind of planted the flag is that we are the place for comics and comedy, and HBO used to be that place.
And I would say sports as well. Like, they're knocking on that door.
We'll see on that. They're not the definitive place but they're trying. They want to be.
They've done a good job of entering that space and getting creative with it.
I'll tell you what, it looks cinematic.
Yeah.
I mean, in comparison to what, whenever I am watching any like live sports network, I mean, kind of at all, even ESPN, I'll throw them in there. Like, I'll be watching some of their camera work and their audio work, and I'm like, this is what you guys have as a leading contender. Like, you can't even keep the camera on the ball, or the audio like is clipping from the mics. I don't know. So I'm actually very impressed by Netflix and what they're offering for sports so far.
I think that roast of Tom Brady will be really interesting, considering that that's live and there's no editing that's going to happen with that. You know, Kevin Hart's hosting that. So that's coming up in the next few days as well. And then obviously, the you know, as much of you want to roll your eyes at it as I know you do, Mahoney, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, like, that's still a huge event that they're staging.
True.
It's going to be at, you know, Cowboys Stadium in Dallas. You know, whether or not it's a good fight, I think jury's out on that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, I would just say Netflix has elevated their game, because for a long time there, it seemed like we were doing a lot of complaining about how Netflix didn't really have any good original programming. They just had a whole bunch of stuff that was on.
Don't get me wrong.
True crime.
I'm still kind of perturbed at paying like $40 a month now. Still,
facts.
You know, that is that still rubs in my craw. So keep
rubs
a car. Keep my craw.
I've never heard of that before.
You've never heard of something getting in your craw?
What's your craw,
it's,
man?
It's stuck in his craw.
What's a craw?
It's like a grill on a car. Except for it's on my home.
Your face.
Yeah, it's your face.
So it's your crotch.
Yes. No, it's your face.
It's your face.
Yeah.
In your craw.
In your craw.
Why would something get stuck there? Like in your tooth?
Yeah, it would upset you. This is like motorcycle lingo. You know, Mahoney and I obviously.
Oh, gotcha. I don't understand. Motorcycle.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I see. Uh-huh. So sorry to derail here. Uh-huh, yeah. I'll let you guys get back to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So some really sad news. Francis Ngannou, you know, former UFC heavyweight champion, incredible boxer as well. You know, he's arguably one of the nicest guys in combat sports.
And nobody has a bad word to say about him. Who knows him?
Tragic news. He lost his son at about a year and a half old. We don't know exactly what happened, and I guess he'll reveal that when the time is right. But he basically said that he found his son unresponsive and was screaming his name, and he wouldn't answer. And we have some friends that are very close with Francis, and there's obviously been a huge outpouring of love and support for Francis. But man, I just cannot fathom the sort of heartbreak he's doing.
You know, such a cute young kid, full of life, and it's just a parent to have to deal with something like that. You know, it's just absolutely heartbreaking to see somebody who is so beloved by so many have to deal with such an awful tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, just a wonderful father by every single account. I mean, just unspeakable heartbreak for Francis Ngannou right now. We know that Travis Kelce has signed on to be a game show host. Well, Jason Kelce is getting some more TV time as well. Reportedly, he is going to be joining ESPN's Monday Night Countdown, the pregame show for the upcoming season. So the announcement comes after Kelce received interest from basically all the major networks, NBC, CBS, Amazon. He's a pretty charismatic guy. He's got, I'm sure, great analysis skills. Well,
he's a pro bowler. Yeah. You know, I mean, the fact that he's a podcast host with his brother, and it's one of the most popular podcasts in the country right now. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, outside of, like, I think this is less of a no-brainer than Belichick getting picked up.
I mean, Jason Kelce, like, everyone
loves
him. He's
got charisma.
Bill Belichick, you're like, I hope he's good. You know? Well, the jury's kind of out on that.
Jason Kelce, because he doesn't seem very charismatic is the difference. Yeah, like, Kelce is charming.
Yeah, low on Riz, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, for sure.
This is David Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, you had something really fun happen to your wife.
So, there's always car drama going on, whether it's the RV that was illegally parked in front of my house for a month, or as soon as that goes, literally the next day, my wife is driving home from work and, you know, long day, being an elementary school principal, and she's sitting at a light at a pretty major intersection, getting ready to turn down, the street to go to our house. And she's like 9 cars back from the light.
Okay.
And gets rear-ended at almost full speed.
Oh.
By a Toyota Sequoia towing a corn dog.
Food truck?
Trailer. A corn dog trailer that
you're
you would see
joking.
At a fair.
That's not real.
I hand to God.
That's like Looney Tunes comedic value.
Car got corn dogged?
I mean, surprisingly, thankfully, she was okay. You know, she got hit and, you know, like, it jarred her.
Whiplash a little bit.
Was she the first direct hit, or was there a couple of cars in between that the corn
dog
mobile?
She was the first one to get hit by this Sequoia, corn dog hybrid. And thank God, you know, like, she was okay. And also, thank goodness, she had enough room between her and the car in front of her that she did not hit the car in front of her. So they have to pull over to the side of the road.
I mean, I feel like if we do that and we're waiting for the cops to show up or whatever, like, I'm going to ask for a corn dog.
Well, they didn't have insurance.
Oh, they didn't.
Which...
Not even on the food truck?
Not even on the... It was a food trailer. It was a corn dog trailer.
You can't be having a rogue, unlicensed corn dog mobile rolling around the streets.
And the guy...
Disgusting.
...said he fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Is why...
Taking too many corn dogs?
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On a major intersection.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, I mean, he at least got out of his car and was talking with your wife.
It was a husband and wife that were running this corn dog trailer.
Both of them fell asleep?
Well, she said he fell asleep.
The corn dog fumes leak into the cabin of the Sequoia?
I mean, if I eat 3 corn dogs, I may drift off while I'm driving. Like, it's probably better for me to have a beer than, like, 3 corn dogs. But, so now I'm just going to say this because there's damage to my wife's car. And
like, significant? Is it still drivable?
It is still drivable, but, you know, it's going to need the bumper, the rear hatch, you know, some quarter panels all are going to need replaced.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Since they don't have insurance, and we do know where they live, we do know what their business is.
How do you know
all
this?
I want to go after them. Well, how do we know? Because it's on the side of their corn dog trailer.
Oh, their address and their phone number
and
everything.
My wife got their
information, like driver's license.
Their driver's license and stuff, and their insurance had expired. I want to go after him for that corn dog trailer.
You should.
I need a corn dog trailer in my life.
Yeah.
We need a show, corn dog trailer.
We absolutely do.
So if anybody knows any good injury attorneys.
Or any good corn dog attorneys.
Please.
Hit us up.
Yeah, I mean, like, we could just be, I mean, I don't need my name on the show. We could just be Dave Mahoney and the corn dog show. I'm cool with it.
You're kind of shaped like a corn dog. Yeah.
No. I'm not saying I'm the corn dog. I'm just saying that the corn dog, that will be like our station vehicle, the corn dog machine.
imagine how much more everyone would like us if everywhere we went, we rolled up with unlimited corn dogs.
Like with one of the t-shirt cannons, instead of it's just like a corn dog.
Open your mouth.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. Hope everything's going great. I'm sure it is. You know who it is. It's Marianne. Hey, listen, Dave. I think you've been trying to call me. If you have, and I'm pretty sure you have, instead of not reaching me, why don't you just call me on my landline, you know, the regular number, which you're calling me on anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not private, though. That's why I didn't want you to call me on that line. But anyway, go ahead and call me on that, because my mother-in-law will pick up, and her name is Anna.
Message deleted.
Listen, Mary, I can't be calling you on an unsecured line. You know that what we need to discuss is of utmost importance.
Don't lean in.
Dave, you're going to get murdered.
You play too many games, Dave Farah.
There is a tunnel underneath her house that leads directly to Area 51. I am one of the very few people that know about this tunnel. I mean, I guess everyone listening as well. But Mary and I have a very special relationship, and I prefer to keep it private, Mary. So the secured line is what I will continue to phone, which you are correct. I have been calling regularly trying to reach
you. You're going to get stabbed, bro.
You play too many games.
100% stabbed. I'm not.
Y'all think I'm playing, huh?
And I'm going to laugh.
What do you mean you're going to laugh?
I'm going to laugh when you get stabbed. And then Audrey and I are going to split up your salary.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Audrey will just sell me down the river right now.
What the hell? That's like a quarter.
I have kids.
I'll take care of your kids.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. Hey, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
That's it?
That's all? Just, hey, Mahoney.
Hey.
You know what? That reminds me of one of my children. They just want your attention.
Who gets more mommed and dad? Like, does your wife get more like mom? Oh, or is it like...
It's constant for both. But I feel like the kids generally are hassling her for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're shaking her down. They're little manipulators. Whereas for me, they always want to show me some wildly unimpressive stunt. Hey, dad, watch this. That was terrible. What are you talking about?
Did they call you dad?
Dad, daddy. Yeah.
I would have thought that you would have been preferred like papa.
Papa?
Papa.
What is
papa? Father. Call me father.
Father figure.
if you make your kids call you papa in 2024, I'm calling CPS on you.
Papa seems more like a grandpa thing.
Yeah, like papa.
Yeah, like my youngest one calls, you know, my dad, her grandpa, Pop, which is really cute.
She's the only one who calls your dad that?
Yeah, she just decided that she was going to call him that for whatever reason.
So Pop. Then the name just changes for everybody.
Yeah. But if my kids called me Papa, I would just drive them straight to the orphanage. Just drop them off. Yeah, just that's it.
How long do you think until one of your children call you by your first name?
Oh, it's already happening.
They're like, Dave?
Yeah. Who is calling you David?
Oh, Sienna, my oldest. David? I need this for school. Buy this for me. Oh, cool.
That is hilarious. Yeah. How does it make you feel?
I've been put in my place, and I swipe the card, and I do what I'm told. Yep, every time.
So, Audrey, you were talking about your husband taking a dump in the middle of nowhere. I feel for him. Well, I own a landscape company, and I'm always on the road. And there's times when I have to go number two. I have to go. I cannot weight. So I'll just pull over, find a private spot, pull out a bucket that I always carry in my truck, and take a dump and leave it.
Message deleted.
You are just pooping in buckets and laying them around like the Easter bunny.
Why
the
would
most
you do
villainous
that?
Easter bunny, and like hoping somebody else takes care of it for you.
So you could just poop on the ground and like nature would take care of itself, but you're intentionally going to poop in the most unbiodegradable thing on earth and leave it. Like, that is horrifying. In 1,000 years, your bucket of crap is still going to be there.
So
I'm in shock.
You know that I'm building a house right now, and I was like going through it yesterday.
Yeah.
To like look at all the like they're getting ready to put drywall up, but I had to use the bathroom really bad. Not like number two, but number one because I had drank a lot of tea that morning.
Oh, well. Yes, hydrated.
There's a porta potty directly in front of the house because, you know, a lot of tradesmen and construction workers
people
are there.
Out there working, sure.
And like I'm 42 years old and I have seen some stuff, but nothing can still. And I know it was going to be horrific when I lifted the seat in that porta john.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if this was like childish or not, but I held my breath, like, you know, like, and then plugged my nose. Like, yeah, I mean, literally held my nose, yeah. And then even just the sight of what I saw still made me ill.
Dude, it is unbelievable.
And I'm like, how am I this much of a bitch? Like, I would never, like, my evolutionary traits have just...
No, that is your body not betraying you, because no human should ever encounter a steaming mountain of crap like there is in Jurassic Park, like you find in every porta potty USA.
I mean, I gotta know if they're, I mean, construction workers, what are you eating? Or do they just not clean them regularly? Like, and if they do, we need to get that should be our platform 2024, clean porta potties way more frequently for these construction workers.
I think it's impressive. I think that they do it intentionally, like, hey, check this out. I'm gonna go take a poop. And it's going to look like the World Trade Center.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, it was horrific.
I'm so sorry, Mahoney.
I'm spending all this money on this house.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like now that's what I'm associated with.
Yeah, you can't move in now. Sorry.
And then the thing that bugs me, though, is because I know as soon as toilets get installed, that's what's going to be going on.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have some big old construction doo-doos in there.
Oh, yeah. You got to up your poop game, man. You can't be getting to have another.
You can just put a bunch of buckets around. Get a bunch of buckets. Yeah. Apparently, that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Have you guys ever been to a bad wedding before? Because there's something special about a really great wedding where it's a memorable time, even mm-hmm. for like a really fun night. Because you're able to share in the moment of what's being celebrated, obviously, with the wedding. But then overall, they just did a great job with party planning. But what about a bad wedding?
Oh, yeah. I actually, the one wedding I DJed, which had to do it on a CD player.
Ew. Mahoney the DJ on a
Walkman.
Yeah,
not great. Bunch of tweakers. Not awesome. Yeah. And nobody wanted to pay for the open bar, so people started stealing alcohol from that particular wedding.
Started
and then
stealing.
It ended up getting the bar shut down because all these tweakers were stealing all the booze.
What that sounds
world?
Pretty terrible.
Well, on the exact opposite end of that, I went to a really religious wedding, and nothing wrong with that, but whenever the reception starts at 4:30 and the music that's being played has not one single curse word, and no one's allowed to like dance with each other. That was something
so
to be
like
seen.
Real religious, where like you're like playing like
leaving
the radio edits of songs,
leaving enough room for you and Jesus, even if you're married.
Keep the holy enough room for the Holy Ghost in there.
Lord
don't
mercy,
be don't be
yes.
bumping and grinding now.
Not one drop of alcohol in sight, except for the stuff we snuck in.
So there's so much pressure on the big day, you know, for not just the bride and the groom and their families, but for all of the friends that are involved, because everyone mm-hmm. wants things just to be perfect, right? And when things go off the rails, you don't really get a do-over unless you just, like, actually redo, you know, another marriage. Like,
wedding 2.0.
Yeah.
Level up.
I feel you. But if you think you've been to a crappy wedding before, probably not this bad. At least 100 people, including children, fell ill with food poisoning after consuming a bunch of dessert at a wedding reception
in
Mexico.
I think that's a foreshadowing.
So when I first saw the story, I'm like, oh, like they you know, ate some dessert or whatever, then they went home and they weren't feeling well. Oh, no, no, no.
Was
no,
it
no,
like no. insta-poop and insta-vomit?
Oh, yeah. So I saw the pictures and like everyone is like scattered around at this reception, and like there's this chick sitting in a chair with some dude holding her hair up. Other people like violently, actively puking everywhere.
How do you get that ill from cake?
I don't know. They say the cause of the illness is unclear, but food and drinks were provided by a wedding planning service. And similar incidents, I guess, have, you know, occurred in the past, but because this was at a wedding and obviously there's, you know, a lot of people with cell phones and, you know, photographs and video
My favorite part of this is that they probably paid 50 times what that food was worth for them all to get violently ill and vomit and crap all over the place.
Just everyone. 100 people simultaneously.
The smells. The smells.
And then, you know, there's other people who weren't even feeling sick from the food that were just seeing other people puke and they're like, bleh!
Visceral effects. What song do you play as a DJ when that's happening? Because you know you got to pick the right one.
Drowning pool. Let the bodies hit the floor.
There you go.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. You know the songs.
You know the songs.
Been working so hard.
But do you know them when they sound this bad?
I've got this feeling.
It's Cover Your Ears. On Dave and Mahoney.
Megan is with us today for a round of Cover Your Ears. How you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. 30 seconds on the clock for each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Got a couple of lifelines, at least early on. I hope you can pull this off today. These are all big popular songs. You're looking for the original artist and song in order to get a full point. Here we go with number one. Best of luck to you.
In restless dreams, I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, it split the night.
And we'll stop it right there. Pretty popular, 952,000 views on that one.
I've heard worse covers.
Do you know it, Megan?
It's The Sound of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel.
That is correct.
We also would have accepted Disturbed.
Is that the worst cover that you're talking about?
Don't you do that. I like that cover.
Of course you would.
And I've seen it live twice.
Have you really?
I actually have.
You've seen Disturbed live twice?
I have seen them live twice.
Okay. Here we go on to the next one.
We did a background check properly.
We did not.
It's a hiring process.
Two views on this one. Two. That's it.
Two.
From You Can Sing Better. Let's see if that's the case. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
You say she's doing fine.
Yeah, You Can Sing Better for sure. Mm-hmm. Again, two views on that one. Over to you, Megan. Do you know it?
Bender My Love by Journey.
Yeah.
Oof, glad you got that.
Okay. I'm taking away your lifelines. I don't think you need them. You can win it right here if you get a full point on this one. And it is pretty popular. 789,000 views from AI Frank. Let's see if you can do it right here for the win.
AI Frank. I'm worse at what I do best. And for this gift, I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't know that. That's he really said good. Hello.
You thought it was hello?
Just continuously.
All right. Megan, for the win.
It's Nirvana.
It is.
Nirvana.
Uh-huh.
Hello, hello, hello. Teen Spirit. Smells like Teen Spirit.
There we go. You got it.
Yes!
Hell yeah. That was actually really good.
That was good. I was
impressed.
Very good.
Dave and Mahoney.
Have we ever seen a dynamic brother duo in the NFL that has been on top of the world like the Kelce brothers are right now? I mean, I know, like, you know, Eli and Peyton Manning, I mean, they had a run together, but it didn't seem like they were, like, on top of the world simultaneously.
I mean, they have four Super Bowls between them.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
They just don't have the pop culture behind them like the Kelce brothers do.
I don't know. I mean, that's hard to say.
It's different.
It's hard to say.
It feels very different. It is. I mean, obviously successful. The Manning brothers, incredibly successful and very charming in their own way.
The Barber brothers.
The story of Tiki Barber.
Bro, do not get the intern pregnant while your wife is at home. Or do not cheat with the intern while your wife is at home pregnant.
Yeah.
While you have a media job.
Yikes.
Yeah. Somehow survived, though. Somehow still has
gigs. Or is it Rondé who's doing all the work now?
No, Tiki's still doing stuff.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But the Kelce brothers, a couple of big things for them. Jason Kelce is going to be joining the cast of Monday Night Countdown on ESPN, and that was basically every network out there courting him.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Travis Kelce, as we've talked about before, he has signed on to be a new game show host.
That I don't know how well it's going to go. I think Jason Kelce being an analyst or a color guy on any of the NFL-related shows is going to be a smash hit.
Yeah, but there's some longevity there for that.
That's not the news that Travis Kelce is making headlines for today, though. And you'll appreciate this, Mahoney, being a Kansas City Chiefs fan. He just signed a new 2-year contract, making him the highest paid tight end in NFL history.
As he should be.
The contract is worth $34.2 million for 2 years, $17 million guaranteed for this year. That means $1 million a football game.
The highest paid tight end is $17
million? A year?
A year.
No, but we've got wide receivers who are making $40
million. But that's a new thing, right? And the tight end position arguably is a lot more. Like a rotating cast of tight ends is fairly normal and for a lot of teams. Travis Kelce, $17 million a year. I know, it's alarming he's only getting $1 million for every 60 minutes of football he plays.
Also alarming, though, too, is it pretty common for people to sign only 2-year contracts?
I mean, he's older, though. That's the thing.
Okay,
I mean,
that was strategic.
He's approaching the end of his career. I mean, the Chiefs don't want to get...
This is guaranteed money, too. So $17 million this year, $17.2 million guaranteed.
Well, he's approaching the end of his career. How old is he, 34?
I mean, for the NFL, those are dog years.
No, man. I totally get it. But it's just funny that he's, just like... the eventual doom of his career. Yeah. It's 2 years away.
We think of Tom Brady, because as many Super Bowls as he won, as old as he was, but he is such an outlier anomaly that most of these guys, if you're a running back or even some receivers, by 28 in the NFL with injuries and just the wear and tear your body goes through, you are considered old at that point.
I mean, surprised it's Taylor didn't get him a bigger contract.
Yeah, Taylor's like, let me negotiate this for you, pal.
I'm kind of not joking. I mean, great money, but...
Highest paid tight end in NFL history, and we're all like, meh.
I'm not meh about it, but you know that he's getting a lot of this stuff because of her.
Not this.
This. But that show.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, his profile has dramatically been raised.
You guys don't remember the Travis Kelce dating show.
Oh, I do remember it, unfortunately.
Catching Kelce. Yeah, that was Cringe Fest 2004 or whatever that was.
He's a great host.
Well, good for the brothers. Yeah. That's super exciting.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what this is all about. You just told me to call you a dummy.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before. Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you guys could live in any fictional world, like you've read it in a book or seen it on TV or in a movie, where would you guys want to live?
Message
don't
deleted.
You feel like most fictional worlds are all pretty awful because there's a story and there's strife and... just like an awesome world, it would be a very boring book or movie or TV show.
The Lost Boys tree and Hook. Do you remember how awesome that seemed?
Yeah, but then you got pirates running around.
Yeah, but they're all terrible shots. You got to.
You got to wear tights.
They got people appropriating cultures over here. It's like you can't be nah. Rollerblades. You're gonna twist an ankle. That's not gonna be a good place for you, Dave.
You think I'm gonna twist an ankle while rollerblading?
Yeah. Because you're not a very good rollerblader.
You don't know
like
that.
Yours
You've never
truly.
Seen me rollerblade.
Dave, I feel like, do you have strong ankles?
I got beefy ankles. Oh, yeah.
Beefy. And beefy. You say you also think you'd look good in tights with beefy ankles?
That's right.
Interesting. You don't think that they'd make the lower half of you look a little bloated?
No. Not for people who like beef.
What?
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. Tell me, what's a movie soundtrack that you think is just great? Dazed and Confused soundtrack was a classic.
Message deleted.
Audrey, I know that you'll die on this hill with me. Anything that John Williams has ever touched is a masterpiece.
Yeah,
if you listen to not even a movie like as cinematic as like an Indiana Jones or something like that, because of course, like the big, but Home Alone.
That's my favorite Christmas album.
Is the epitome of a great Christmas album because right. John Williams did it.
Home Alone would not be Home Alone without that soundtrack.
It's true.
Like that soundtrack is literally playing in my head right now, and I've got goosebumps thinking about Christmas.
Sky in the chat said Lion King. Lion King was a great soundtrack.
Any Ryan of
those,
Zimmer.
Yeah. Any of those like 90s Disney movies, especially for me, just I could sing every song front to back. But it's just like,
and of course we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the greatest soundtrack contributor of all time when it came to action movies, Kenny Loggins.
Danger Zone.
Come on.
Or the theme song from Caddyshack.
He did that too.
Yes,
that's
man.
That's right. Hell yeah, Kenny Loggins.
Please leave a message.
You know, he's retired now.
I know. And he follows you on Twitter.
He had the farewell tour. He played out in Queen Creek literally like a year ago, right when we were moving to town. It was like April 13th.
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Or something like that. And it was like, I've never seen Kenny Loggins live.
You had your opportunity and you blew it, didn't you?
I didn't. You know, we had to start this.
This isn't more important than Kenny Loggins.
I'll never be able to see my dreams have been crushed. I'll never be able to see the great Kenny Loggins in concert ever again.
So I heard Audrey's problem with getting distracted while cleaning, and then somebody making a joke of snort some more Adderall. Well, technically, taking Adderall would work because it really helped calm my mind. But the only thing is, sometimes I sleep for 20 hours since it kind of has the opposite effect of speed, which makes me so glad I never wasted my money on meth.
I can tell that it's really sedating you, sir.
But doesn't mean it's working then? Like you actually have like ADD? Severe ADHD if Adderall slows you down?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, but there's just two different variants of ADHD, active and inactive, and it just depends on what type of person you are. I don't like stimulants either. I don't know. I don't know.
That guy
sounded like
an actual Adderall pill calling and leaving a message. You know? I took an Adderall. I'm happy and sad.
But who likes doing chores, though? I mean, like, aside from all of that. Like, I mean, being an adult, that's one of the crummiest things about being an adult is that I have to do so many chores that I get sidetracked. Like, there is never an end to my kitchen. Why am I always doing dishes?
What do you mean I have to decide on dinner every single night and then do the dishes?
Gross. Too many decisions, and that's why I think that we should all just quit.
That's why I'm choosing grilled cheese and chicken nuggets every night.
You are not an adult, sir.
You are not.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So I love finding out things that I do for my kids on a nightly basis are potentially very bad for them. Obviously, you know, nighttime. Audrey, I think you asked me a couple of weeks ago, like, what's the most stressful time of day for you? And for me, it's always
getting
around dinner time, because it's always a chore getting them all to eat and just, like, be cool while we try to eat dinner. And then after that, transitioning into bedtime, it's always just like super stressful, because if you don't know, I've got four little kids. They're all eight and under. And so it's, you know, it's a process. It's a labor of love. But, you know, when we finally get them into their rooms, they kind of start going down one by one. Like, you can sort of feel that pressure off of your shoulders.
Right.
And it's great.
So, but you're finding out that you're creating habits that aren't great for your kids?
I guess. I mean, I was kind of stunned to see this. I guess giving your kids a glass of scotch at night is not good for them.
What about the bowl bourbon cloth?
old grandpa's cough syrup. No, obviously joking. But there's a neurosurgeon and scientist that came out and said it's causing quite a stir, because I know a lot of parents do this, myself included. They're saying that playing white noise for your kids at night could be bad for them.
Okay, so but why? Because I'm also a grown baby who does this. Uh-huh. And I know you do too. Both of you. Don't you guys use brown noise or white noise to sleep?
If I'm traveling on the road and I don't have my little table side fan, because I always have the fan on
which would technically be white noise,
then I have an app that's called the white noise app that I put on, but I choose brown noise. It's, you know, a little more soothing, but that's one of the reasons why I have, you know, an Alexa in every single one of my kids' rooms. Just one of those little dots, is because it plays white noise throughout the course of the night.
So, but why is this bad?
So this neurosurgeon came out and said, and again, this is a study that was done
by
with
one
rats.
Man.
The study, I guess, was done on rats, and they concluded that playing white noise could delay brain development. And I think that's a positive. We've talked about this before. If you're a little dumber, you tend to be happier.
Or on top of that, no, if it's not even saying it's going to make you dumber, just slowing things down. Kids should be kids longer, man. They're growing up too fast.
Exactly. Don't you be developing that brain.
And also, we need we're going to crank up that brown noise tonight because mom and dad need some alone time.
Oh, why'd you have to call that brown noise?
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.